From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, as NASA vows to address flaws in the U.S. space program, authorities in Brazil are looking for the causes of their own catastrophe. Military police there are picking through the ruins of the country's space launch facility after a rocket caught fire Friday, just before launch. The accident killed 21 technicians, and it crippled Brazil's effort to become a spacefaring nation. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
This was supposed to be a historic week for Brazil. The VLS-1 rocket was scheduled to lift two satellites into orbit, a feat not yet achieved by any Latin American country. Instead, the Brazilian Space Agency held a mass memorial service yesterday for 21 of its workers, killed in a flash fire during final preparations for launch. The victims were mainly engineers and technicians who'd been working on the project since its inception in the 1980s. Surveying the coffins, President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva pledged to forge ahead with Brazil's space program.
Esta é a maneira de homenageá-los.
This is our way of honoring them and keeping their memory alive, Lula said. But it won't be easy to rebuild the VLS-1. The apparent accidental ignition that killed the technicians also did great damage to the launch facility on Brazil's northeastern coast. The 3,000-degree fire melted down the massive steel gantry that encased the 65-foot rocket and blackened everything else within 150 feet. Nonetheless, Defense Minister José Viegas has pledged to rebuild the site and launch a new VLS-1 by 2006. We have to be strong at this moment. We have to stay on course to a future of technological and scientific development, Viegas said. Successive Brazilian governments have seen the space program as a strategic necessity. President Lula says it's part of what he considers Brazil's technological emancipation. The program itself has a checkered past. In the 1980s, Brazilian technicians shared missile expertise with Iraq. These days, the program is focused on space, not missiles. José Monserrat, vice president of the Brazilian Society of Aerospace Law, says the VLS-1 design is good, but progress is sometimes hampered by excessive national pride.
Você começa a ver fantasmas, né?
You start to see ghosts. You start to think that the United States or other rich countries have diabolical plans regarding Brazil, and all negotiations with the U.S. are regarded with suspicion, with the assumption that the U.S. is trying to deceive us.
Montserrat was disappointed by the failure last year of a deal to bring American satellites and perhaps even rockets to Brazil. The Brazilian launch site's position near the equator means rockets need less fuel to reach orbit, and Brazil had hoped to build a discount launch business for American satellite companies. But the deal died when Brazilian politicians took offense at the security restrictions demanded by the U.S. With Friday's disaster, the Brazilians are once again looking for outside help, this time in the form of a new deal to import Soviet-designed Cyclone rockets from Ukraine. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.